Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie. Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and our happy postman. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that gives you so much more for so little more that it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. Yes, Maxwell House, expertly blended and radiant roasted for rich, mellow, extra flavor. Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Well, this is a very special day in the Burns home. It's George's birthday. But the little man is far from festive. Only Gracie remembered the great occasion, and he's pretty upset about it.
Happy birthday, dear.
You've been saying that all morning. So far, you're the only one who said it. Here it is noon, and not one card or telegram or phone call have I gotten.
But, darling, weren't you pleased when you went into the bathroom this morning and found the little surprise I fixed for you?
Well,
not many wives would think of squeezing toothpaste on the floor to spell out birthday greeting Foopsie Boy.
No, not many.
Of course, it spoiled the effect a little when your foot slipped in the greetings and you fell right on the boopsie.
Yes.
But the feeling was there.
It still is.
Happy birthday, dear.
Yeah, happy, happy, happy. What's the use, Gracie? I'm just a nobody.
Oh, don't say that, George. Why, you're one of the greatest men this country has ever produced.
Oh, sure. I'm another Lincoln.
Well, you could be. What did Lincoln do? He went to Gettysburg and he made a speech.
So?
So you go to Pittsburgh and make a speech. It's a bigger city.
Yes, more people. Look, I don't ask to be another Lincoln, but I would like one person to wish me a happy birthday.
A happy birthday, dear.
Now I'm famous. Now everybody knows me.
Yeah. Well, don't you worry, dear. Before I'm through, they'll celebrate your birthday. Just like they do Lincoln's and even George Washington's.
You'll make me as great as Washington.
Well, sure, all he did was become the father of his country.
That I can't handle.
Well, why not? Crosby almost made it.
Gracie, everything I say, you try to make a mountain out of it. I don't expect them to close the banks and shoot firecrackers on my birthday. Lincoln and Washington were great presidents.
Well, you could be someday if you got started. Well, why don't you run for Congress?
I don't know what a congressman does. If I got elected, I would just sit there and twiddle my thumbs.
And you say you don't know what congressmen do.
Gracie.
Happy birthday, Senator.
Oh, stop that. I tell you, I'm just a forgotten man. Nobody knows it's my birthday.
Oh, now don't say that, George. Oh, here comes Bill up the walk. I'll bet he remembers.
Well, hi, Burnses. George, I just dropped in to congratulate you.
You see?
Well, I'll be done. You remember what day this is?
Well, how could I forget? Everyone in radio celebrates this day.
Well, thanks, Bill.
Yes, sir, George. It was just 6 years ago today that you hired me.
Oh, no, no, Bill. This is George's birthday.
It is?
Well, yes. This is the day George Burns came into the world. And I think the bank should close and the schools should close and everything in the country should close.
Well, now, wait, Gracie. Sure, it was a calamity, but let's not give up.
Well, Roland, now the comedian is here.
Bill, I meant that this should be a national holiday. George's birthday should be the same as Lincoln.
Well, it only missed by a couple of years.
What a tune on your violin, Mr. Benny.
Bill, you'll be sorry you talk like this.
Rochester is not easy.
Bill.
Yes, Grace.
I said you'll be sorry you talk like this when Judge becomes famous.
You think he'll make it, Gracie?
Well, everyone thinks so. Even perfect strangers can't understand why he hasn't made it yet. They look at him and say, "Wonder what's holding that man up."
The longer you look, the more you wonder.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All George needs is a break, and he'll be famous.
Famous, my foot. Even Bill, my best friend, didn't know it was my birthday.
Well, maybe Bill's not good on dates.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Brother.
You know, ever since I got into pictures, I've been sort of a ball of fire with the women.
Well, there you are. You're famous with women because you got a break.
Well, Gracie, I don't think it's my break so much as my clutch.
This is disgusting.
Happy birthday.
I know I'm happy. I'm happy. As gay as a lark.
Oh, there's someone at the door now. I'll bet they've come to congratulate you.
Oh, sure.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, hello, Mr. Postman. Do you know what day this is?
Indeed, I do. It's Thursday, September the 19th, A.D. 1900.
Oh, no. I don't mean that. This is my husband's birthday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Burns. You don't look a day older.
I don't?
No. But then I don't see how you could.
Comedian in uniform. Have you got any birthday cards or packages or anything for me?
Not a thing but a magazine, Mr. Burns.
Boy, am I famous. I'll see you later, Gracie. I'm going down to the cigar store.
Happy birthday, dear.
Nuts.
You know, my husband is a little upset, Mr. Postman. Nobody remembered his birthday.
Oh.
Oh, and it's a shame because he's a great man. I think he's as great as Columbus.
At my house, it's just the opposite. My wife thinks she's Columbus and I'm the ocean.
Really?
Yes. Every night she sails into me.
Well, I'm sorry your wife doesn't love you the way I love George. Oh, if he could only do something spectacular. Something that would attract the attention of the world. Like discover a new medicine, or a new continent, or a vacant apartment, or...
That's expecting the impossible. Well, I'll be running, Mrs. Burns. Here's your magazine. Oh, there's a fascinating article in it about sending rockets to the moon.
You mean they actually are ready to send rockets to the moon?
Oh, certainly. All they're waiting for is someone to volunteer for the first ride.
Hmm. Mr. Postman, the first man to go to the moon will be pretty famous, won't he?
The world will be at his feet. That's quite a trip, you know. 240,000 miles.
As the crow flies?
I don't know. My wife has never been there. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
I better take a look at this article. My goodness. Fame and fortune await the man who volunteers for first rocket trip to moon. Yo, Bill! Bill, come here!
Yeah, what is it, Gracie?
Oh, Bill, I've got a wonderful idea. George is going to be the most famous man in the world.
Oh, Gracie, stop knocking yourself out. Whatever he does, people won't know George from the man in the moon.
Exactly what I've got in mind.
When the moon comes over the mountain. Gee, Meredith, it must be 15 years since Kate Smith first sang that song.
All of that, Bill, and it's been a favorite with millions of Americans ever since, including folks who've never been closer to a real mountain than the plains of Kansas or the canyons of New York.
Which only goes to prove that mountains have a magic appeal for all of us, Meredith. And that's not surprising, because from the Great Smokies and the Alleghenies out east to the Rockies and the coastal ranges of the west, our mountains are a mighty thrilling and exciting part of the American scene. And you know, in its own way, Maxwell House Coffee is a very real part of the American scene, too. For here in this land where coffee is a national drink, it's a fact that Maxwell House is America's favorite coffee, bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand at any price. Across the nation, it's Maxwell House wherever you go. Now, it's flavor, of course, that tells this popularity story. The rich, vigorous Maxwell House flavor that results from the masterful blending of these premium, Highland-grown Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other fine coffees for vigor. and Bucaramanga's for full body. All of which mean great coffee at its flavor peak. So, friends, why not enjoy the best in coffee drinking pleasure? It's yours for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just say Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Birthday, dear.
Happy birthday. Even my own family didn't remember it was my birthday.
Oh, just wait till I make you famous.
Not even a card for my brother in Akron.
While you were gone, I read a very interesting article about the moon, dear.
My own brother, who wore my suits when I outgrew them.
You know, the moon has lots of advantages as a place to live.
Not a word for my brother in Brooklyn, either.
For instance, the days up there are 2 weeks long. Think what that would do for your golf game. You could start playing in the morning and be out of the rough the very same day.
My own brother who wore my suits when my brother in Akron outgrew them.
And then there's no gravity up there. Something that weighs 20 pounds here on Earth only weighs 4 pounds on the moon. What a place to buy meat, huh?
And no birthday greetings from my sister in San Diego, either.
The first man to go there will be world famous, you know.
My own sister, who wore the pants of my suits when my brother in Brooklyn...
Well, with all that's in its favor, wouldn't you like to go to the moon? George.
And my young... Huh?
I said, wouldn't you like to go to the moon?
Go to the moon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, sure. Can't wait to make the trip.
Good.
Always wanted to live there. Buy round-trip tickets. We'll save money.
Yeah,
that way,
oh, yes. Dear. I'm so glad you feel that way. Happy birthday, Buck Rogers.
What?
I'll see you later, dear. I've got a little errand to do.
You're quite sure, Mrs. Burns, that your husband wishes to volunteer to go to the moon in our rocket?
Oh, I'm positive. He's simply dying to go.
Mm-hmm. Then, in the name of the American Rocket Society, I accept that brave man's offer. We'll launch the rocket tomorrow.
Oh, now, this will make him famous, won't it?
Famous? Madam, within an hour, every newspaper in the country will carry your husband's name in headlines.
That's it. I want the name George Burns on every tongue. I want George Burns to be famous.
Oh, don't worry. He will be.
Oh, I can see the headlines now. Gracie Allen's husband flies to moon.
Yes, yes. I'll call the radio network so the top news commentators can get this on the air immediately.
Are there strange news tonight? Oh, yes, for years they wanted to send a man to the moon in a rocket. And now they're sending George Burns. And tonight people are saying, is that the same as sending a man? Well, your guess is just as good as mine.
Good evening, friends. Well, there's a remarkable development in the news. A development which I'd like to point out particularly. George Burns is making the most extraordinary trip. No, he's not going to Russia in a carrier. Oh, no. No, he's going to the moon in a rocket. Happy landings, George.
Gee, almost 5 o'clock and still no birthday greetings. Even Gracie went off and left me. 15 years I've been on the radio, giving my all to the public. And what does the public give me? That's what they gave me. Oh, that's the door. Come in.
Western Union for George Burns. Sign here, please.
Well, I finally got a telegram.
Hey, telegram. There must be at least 200 here.
200?
Yeah, here you are.
Well, wait, son. This calls for an extra big tip. There.
Gee, thanks. I can go to a nightclub on this.
You can?
Sure, this will pay my streetcar fare all the way.
$200 telegrams. I guess that's why I didn't get any all day. They saved them to deliver in a bunch. Let's see who this one is from. The American Rocket Society? We salute you on this day of days. The name George Burns will live forever. Now, why should the American Rocket Society send me this? Oh, I guess they want me to buy my fireworks from them next 4th of July. Here's one for my insurance company. Best of luck. Last week, you allowed your insurance to lapse. Thank you very much.
I'm back, darling.
Oh, hello, Gracie. Gee, honey, I thought people didn't remember my birthday. But just look. Hundreds of telegrams from all over the country.
My goodness.
Why, there's even one here from your mother. I always thought she detested me. But just read this.
Oh, dear George, Gracie always said you'd go far, and at last it looks like you'll go far enough.
See? Your mother thinks I've just about reached the height of success.
Well, George, maybe I had better explain about these telegrams. You see,
explain?
They're not...
What's there to explain? Great public idol is having a birthday, and the people want to congratulate him. That's all.
Oh. These telegrams have really made you happy, haven't they, dear?
This is the happiest day of my life.
Oh. Well, then enjoy yourself.
Imagine all this fuss because I'm 37 years old.
How old?
38.
How old?
39.
How old?
Well, the exact figure doesn't matter. I'm 10 years older than you are.
Oh. Imagine all this fuss just because you're 25 years old.
Yeah. That's probably more telegrams. Come in.
Hello, all.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
Hello, Meredith.
I thought you were Western Union.
No, I'm Musicians Union. George, I just dropped in to say congratulations. The whole town's talking about you.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder if those other two chaps got this much attention.
Other two chaps?
Yeah, they were presidents or something. Abe somebody or other, and George Ellington, I think it was.
You mean Lincoln and Washington?
Oh, yes, those are the names. It just skipped
George,
my mind.
George, those are the two greatest Americans that ever were produced in this country.
Well, now we are three. And you went by the way of Syracuse.
I wish that you were from my hometown of Mason City, Iowa, George. Just so we could put a bust of you in the public library right alongside our other hometown hero, Longfellow.
Longfellow was from Mason City?
Yes, sir. Sam Longfellow.
Oh, Sam, that's the tall Longfellow.
That's
yes.
The fellow.
The one with the face, yes.
The first man to ever use the interlocking grip.
Playing golf, huh?
No, milking cows.
And there's a bust of Sam in the public library?
Yes, sir. And I only wish you were a Mason City boy, George. Because in my opinion, you'd be a bigger bust than Sam.
Goodbye, Meredith.
Goodbye, all.
Meredith Wilson and his chiffon music. To each his own. Thank you.
another bunch of telegrams that just came, George.
Really? How monotonous.
Well, aren't you even going to look at them?
Why bother? They all say the same thing. How fortunate the world was to have me born in it. One knows that, doesn't one?
Yes, one does. And I could mention which one.
Do I detect a faint note of sarcasm, Grace?
Grace? Oh, goodness, no.
I don't want you to feel that I'm impressed by all this flattery. Actually, it bores me.
Really?
Yes. Would be such a relief to hear someone say, George Burns, you're not so great.
All right. George Burns, you're not so great.
That's odd. Now that I hear it, it just sounds silly.
Well, I suppose I shouldn't complain. I wanted you to be famous.
And you may rest assured that my fame is the lasting kind. I'm not the sort of man who flashes into the air like a skyrocket.
Silly boy.
I beg your pardon.
Nothing, dear, nothing.
I wonder why Hattie hasn't called.
Who?
Hattie.
Hattie?
Hattie Truman. That chap in Washington.
Oh.
I thought perhaps she'd have Margaret sing Happy Birthday while he accompanied her on the piano.
Now, George.
No bother. Someone at the door. Grace, would you say come in? I want to save my voice for a personal appearance tour.
Oh, now, George, be yourself. If you're going to act this way, I'm not so sure I want you to be famous.
Want me to be? I don't see what you could possibly do about it. I'm a public idol. The people worship me.
George.
I'm a steak in the meat market of their hearts. A fillet on the platter of their affections.
And a ham in the living room of my house.
Please, dear.
Hey, what's the matter? Don't you answer the door over here?
No, Bill. George is too important.
Well, I can't say I blame you, George. You really are a big man.
Oh, you're so right, lad. As I just said to Grace, why hasn't Hattie called?
Hattie?
Oh.
Not Hattie. Hattie.
Hattie Carnegie?
No. Hattie. See, that's what he calls the president.
Oh.
Marshal Stalin is Joe, and the King of England is George the Second.
George the Second?
Yeah, he's George the First.
Well, I still say I can't blame you, George. There's a terrific story about you in this evening's paper with a picture and everything. Would you like to see it?
Oh, no, thanks, Bill. If I look at my picture, I'll only get conceited. You may read me the headlines.
Okay, George. It says, George Burns volunteers for death-defying rocket trip.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. I'm a big... What?
That's what it says.
But it can't.
Well, here's the article right in the most prominent spot in the paper, next to the Maxwell House coffee ad.
Well, read it, read it.
Okay, it says, Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure. Yet it costs only a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold.
No, no, what does it say about me?
Well, the ad doesn't mention you, George. It just goes on to say that careful selection and blending of choice Latin American coffees plus radiant roasting give Maxwell House that famous flavor.
Bill!
Yes, sir, the flavor of Maxwell House is so wonderful that it's bought by more people than any other brand at any price. So insist on Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Bill, the article about me, where does it say I'm going?
To the moon.
Oh, well, if that... The moon!
Oh, George, stop getting so excited. You're not going to fly up there alone.
I'm not?
No, you'll be in a rocket.
Rocket schmocket, I can't go to the moon.
Well, look, dear, I'm sure there's no danger. The man said the rocket would fly very smoothly. There'll just be a little jerk at the takeoff.
There will be if you can catch him. Goodbye, Gracie. See you later, Flash Gordon.
Gracie, did you tell those people I'd fly to the moon in that rocket?
Yes, dear. I wanted you to become famous so you could take your place beside Columbus and Napoleon and Washington.
That would put me beside... They're dead! Then all those people sent me wires because they thought I was going to the moon. Not because it was my birthday.
That's right, dear.
Well, I'm not going to the moon. You get your hat and coat, young lady. We're going down to that rocket society and get me out of this.
Well, I can't understand why you're so scared about a little trip to the moon. The way you act, you'd think I was sending you someplace dangerous, like the peace conference.
Get your hat. Let's go.
Well, mister, I'm back, and this is my husband, George Burns.
Yeah, look...
Well, it's a pleasure to shake your hand.
Yes.
You're a brave man.
Yeah, but I...
You're
but...
the kind of man who laughs at death.
I do, huh?
Yes. You were scheduled to leave for the moon tomorrow, but I'm afraid I have bad news for you.
I'm going tonight, huh?
No, no. You're not going at all.
I'm not?
He's the kind of a man who laughs at life, too.
I know what a disappointment this must be to you, Burns.
Oh, yes, yes. I feel miserable.
Oh, well, I'm glad you decided to cancel the rocket trip. A man shouldn't leave his wife for such a long and dangerous journey.
Oh, we didn't cancel it. Another man volunteered, and he pleaded so desperately, we decided to let him go.
He's willing to leave his wife?
Oh, yes, I explained that he might never see her again, but he only grew more determined.
My goodness, who is it?
I'll introduce you.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson, his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee.
Always good to the last drop.
Well, I still haven't got a birthday greeting from anybody.
Happy birthday, dear.
Oh, stop with that.
Oh, come on, smile, George. Birthdays are fun. In about 5 years, I think I'll have another one myself.
I can't get over it. Here it is, my birthday, and nobody cares.
Well, I care. I spent all morning trying to fix you a birthday cake. But I'm afraid it won't look very pretty. You just can't get good candles these days.
They're bad, huh?
Oh, terrible. Every time I put the cake in the oven, they melted all over it.
Good night.
And now stay tuned in for the Kraft Music Hall, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Get Bird's Eye and get the best. For example, get the best peas you ever tasted. Bird's Eye peas, as garden fresh as peas just picked from the vine. Bird's Eye peas come ready to cook, and they're thrifty, no waste. Get Bird's Eye peas tomorrow, but be sure they're Bird's Eye. Remember,
it can't be the same if it ain't got that name. Get Bird's Eye frosted foods.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.